We'll take the verses from 11 to 15 of 10th chapter. Tesham.
Tesham. Tesham. Tesham.
Evanu.
Evanu. Evanu. Evanu.
Kamparthaṁ.
Kamparthaṁ. Kamparthaṁ. Kamparthaṁ.
Aham agnyāna.
Aham agnyāna. Aham agnyāna. Aham agnyāna.
Jamtama.
Jamtama. Jamtama. Jamtama.
Nāśayāmi.
Nāśayāmi. Nāśayāmi. Nāśayāmi.
Ātmabhāvasto.
Ātmabhāvasto. Ātmabhāvasto.
Jnana Deepena,
Jnana Deepena, Jnana Deepena, Jnana Deepena,
Bhashvata,
Bhashvata, Bhashvata, Bhashvata,
Tesham Evanukampartam,
Tesham Evanukampartam, Tesham Evanukampartam, Tesham Evanukampartam,
Aham Ajnana Jantama,
Aham Ajnana Jantama, Aham Ajnana Jantama,
Nāśayāmi ātma bhāvasto,
Nāśayāmi ātma bhāvasto, Nāśayāmi ātma bhāvasto, Nāśayāmi ātma bhāvasto,
Jñāna dīpena bhāśvata,
Jñāna dīpena bhāśvata, Jñāna dīpena bhāśvata, Jñāna dīpena bhāśvata.
This verse is a continuation of Chaturshloki. This is very important in Bhagavad Gita. Tesham evanukampartam aham ajnana jantama nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhashvata.
Tesham evanukampartam aham ajnana jantama nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhashvata. Tesham evanukampartam aham ajnana jantama
nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhashvata.
Tesham
evanukampartam aham ajnana jantama nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhashvata. Arjuna uvacha.
Arjuna uvacha. Arjuna uvacha. Arjuna uvacha.
Param Brahma.
Param Brahma. Param Brahma. Param Brahma.
This is how now Arjuna glorifies Krishna. Param Dhamma.
Param Dhamma. Param Dhamma. Param Dhamma.
Pavitram.
Pavitram. Pavitram. Pavitram.
Paramam.
Paramam. Paramam. Paramam.
Bhavan.
Bhavan. Bhavan. Bhavan.
Purusham.
Purusham. Purusham. Purusham.
Shashvatam.
Shashvatam. Shashvatam. Shashvatam.
Divyam.
Divyam. Divyam. Divyam.
Adidevam.
Adidevam. Adidevam.
Ajam Vibhum.
Ajam Vibhum. Ajam Vibhum. Ajam Vibhum.
This 10th chapter describes the Aishwarya of the Lord, the opulence of the Lord. Ahus.
Ahus. Ahus. Ahus.
Tvam.
Tvam. Tvam. Tvam.
Rishaya.
Rishaya. Rishaya. Rishaya.
Sarve.
Sarve. Sarve. Sarve.
Devarishir.
Devarishir. Devarishir. Devarishir.
Naradastata.
Naradastata. Naradastata.
Asito,
Asito, Asito, Asito,
Devalo,
Devalo, Devalo, Devalo,
Vyasa,
Vyasa, Vyasa, Vyasa,
Swayam,
Swayam, Swayam, Swayam,
Chaiva,
Chaiva, Chaiva, Chaiva,
Bravishime,
Bravishime, Bravishime, Bravishime.
Arjuna Uvacha,
Arjuna Uvacha, Arjuna Uvacha, Arjuna Uvacha.
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma.
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma.
Pavitram Paramam Bhavan.
Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Pavitram Paramam Bhavan.
Purusham Shashvatam Divyam.
Purusham Shashvatam Divyam. Purusham Shashvatam Divyam.
Adidevam Ajam Vibhum.
Adidevam Ajam Vibhum. Adidevam Ajam Vibhum. Adidevam Ajam Vibhum.
Ahu Swam Rishaya Sarve.
Ahu Swam Rishaya Sarve. Ahu Swam Rishaya Sarve. Ahu Swam Rishaya Sarve.
Devarshir Naradastata.
Devarshir Naradastata. Devarshir Naradastata. దేవర్షి నారదస్తత
అసితో దేవలో వ్యాస స్వయం చైవ బ్రవీషి మే అర్జున ఉచ పరం బ్రహ్మ పరం ధామ పవిత్రం పరమం భవాన్ పురుషం శాశ్వతం దివ్యం ఆదిదేవం అజం విభుం ఆహు స్వాం ఋషయః సర్వే దేవర్షిర్నారదస్తత అసితో దేవలో వ్యాస స్వయం చైవ బ్రవీషి మే
అర్జున ఉచ పరం బ్రహ్మ పరం ధామ
You both can go out. If you feel it's you know too much, you both can go out. Go out. Sarvam.
Sarvam, sarvam, sarvam.
Etat.
Etat, etat, etat.
Ritam manye.
Ritam manye, ritam manye, ritam manye.
Yanmam.
Yanmam, yanmam, yanmam.
Vadasi.
Vadasi, vadasi, vadasi.
Keshava.
Keshava, keshava, keshava.
Nahite.
Nahite, nahite, nahite.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan, bhagavan, bhagavan.
Vyaktim.
Vyaktim, vyaktim.
విదుర్ దేవ
విదుర్ దేవ విదుర్ దేవ విదుర్ దేవ
న దానవ
న దానవ న దానవ న దానవ
సర్వమేతద్రితం మన్యే
సర్వేతద్రితం మన్యే సర్వేతద్రితం మన్యే సర్వేతద్రితం మన్యే
యన్మాం వదసి కేశవ
యన్మాం వదసి కేశవ యన్మాం వదసి కేశవ యన్మాం వదసి
నహి తే భగవాన్ వ్యక్తిం
నహి తే భగవాన్ వ్యక్తిం నహి తే భగవాన్ వ్యక్తిం నహి తే భగవాన్ వ్యక్తిం
విదుర్ దేవాన దానవ
విదుర్ దేవాన దానవ విదుర్ దేవాన దానవ విదుర్ దేవాన దానవ
సర్వమేతద్రితం మన్యే యన్మాం వదసి కేశవ నహి తే భగవాన్ వ్యక్తిం విదుర్ దేవాన దానవ ఏవాత్మనాత్మానం
ఏవాత్మనాత్మానం ఏవాత్మనాత్మానం ఏవాత్మనాత్మానం
వేతత్వం
వేతత్వం వేతత్వం వేతత్వం
పురుషోత్తమ
పురుషోత్తమ పురుషోత్తమ పురుషోత్తమ
భూతభావన
భూతభావన భూతభావన భూతభావన
భూతేశ
భూతేశ భూతేశ భూతేశ
దేవదేవ
దేవదేవ దేవదేవ
జగత్పతే
జగత్పతే జగత్పతే జగత్పతే
స్వయమేవాత్మనాత్మానం
స్వయమేవాత్మనాత్మానం స్వయమేవాత్మనాత్మానం
వేతత్వం పురుషోత్తమ
వేతత్వం పురుషోత్తమ వేతత్వం పురుషోత్తమ వేతత్వం పురుషోత్తమ
భూత భావన భూతేశ
భూత భావన భూతేశ భూత భావన భూతేశ భూత భావన భూతేశ
దేవ దేవ జగత్పతే
దేవ దేవ జగత్పతే దేవ దేవ జగత్పతే
స్వయమేవాత్మనాత్మానం వేతత్వం పురుషోత్తమ భూత భావన భూతేశ దేవ దేవ జగత్పతే తేషామేవానుకంపార్థం అహం అజ్ఞానజం తమ నాశయామ్యాత్మభావస్సో జ్ఞానదీపేన భాస్వత అర్జున ఉవాచ పరం బ్రహ్మ పరం ధామ పవిత్రం పరమం భవాన్ పురుషం శాశ్వతం దివ్యం ఆదిదేవం అజం విభుం ఆహు స్వామృషయ సర్వే దేవర్షిర్నారదస్తత అసితో దేవలో వ్యాస స్వయం చైవ బ్రవీషి మే సర్వమేతద్ధృతం మన్యే యన్మాం వదసి కేశవ నహి తే భగవాన్ వ్యక్తిం విదుర్దేవాన దానవ స్వయమేవాత్మనాత్మానం వేతత్వం పురుషోత్తమ భూత భావన భూతేశ దేవ దేవ జగత్పతే
show them special mercy, I dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shiny lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the absolute truth. You are eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Devala and Vyasa confirm this truth about you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me. Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the demigods nor the demons, O Lord, can understand your personality. Indeed, you alone know yourself by your internal potency. O Supreme Person, origin of all, Lord of all beings, God of gods, Lord of the universe. Yes, one point. Okay, I will tell now. From, please remember, 10.8 to 10.11 are the Chaturshloki Bhagavad Gita. Very important. Anytime they might ask you in your life, what is Chaturshloki? 10.8 to 10.11. 10.12 and 13 are the glorification of Arjuna. That Arjuna glorifies Krishna. He says, your Param Brahma, you are Paramdhamma, you are the ultimate abode, you are the most purest. And he says that, who is saying all this? You are telling, but more than that, Narada, Vyasa, these great rishis, they are saying about you. So, eighth verse, he says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Everything emanates from me. Everything comes out from me. In 10.9, what he says, Machita Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Paraspara. Means what? My devotees, they derive satisfaction only after discussing about me. Bodhayanta parasparam. They discuss about me between them. Like the best way to discuss is, you girls should discuss today the deities, what garlands they were wearing, what color pearl necklaces they were wearing, how many pearl necklaces they were wearing. The same way the boy should also discuss. What crown was there? What was the color? How many flowers were there in the garland? That is bodhayanta parasparam. And the devotees, if they don't discuss that, it is like a fish out of water. They die when they don't discuss about Krishna. That is a sign of a devotee. That is machitta, madgata prana. Then the third verse, Tesham Evan, Tesham Satata Yuktanam, very, very important verse. What it says, Krishna says that if anybody takes my name, okay, if he takes with love, Tesham Satata Yuktanam, always, Bhajatam Preeti Purvakam, with happiness, oh, I have to recite Bhagavad Gita. If you do with happiness, oh, I am able to recite some verses of Bhagavad Gita with love. If you do, then what he does, Tesham Satatyuktanam Bhajatam Preeti Purukam Dadami Buddhi. Immediately I give the intelligence. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. That is the promise Krishna gives. If you do bhajan very nicely for Krishna, even if you don't know anything, still Krishna promises that he gives the intelligence to execute everything. And then, Tesham Evanukampartam Aham Agnana Jantama. I sit in the heart and remove all the ignorance. And I give the torchlight of knowledge. When Krishna tells this, that time Arjuna glorifies Param Brahma, Param Dama, Pavitram, Param Ambava. That is the meaning of these four verses. Very quickly, I'll tell you about Tesham Satatyuktanam. There was this Alvar. There are 12 Alvars. Alvars means one who is completely immersed in bhakti. They are Alvars. There are 12 Alvars. They are the Parshad. They are the weapons of the Lord who come as Alvars in the south of India. They have written this thing, 4,000 Divya Prabandhas. Those Alvars, in that one of them, he was not educated. Every day, what he used to worship the Lord very nicely. He used to pluck the flowers, he used to make garlands, he used to make tulasi garlands, and he used to offer to the Lord. One day in that kingdom, the place, that kingdom, he wanted to know what is the absolute truth. So he had made one competition. He had hung in a cloth lot of gold coins on the ceiling. There was something like this in the ceiling. He had hung that. And everybody came to present what is the absolute truth. And whoever presents the correct absolute truth, that coins will fall in his hand. So many learned scholars came, so many scholars came, but nobody could speak what is the absolute truth. The Lord himself went in the dream of this Alvar. This Alvar is called Periyalvar. He went in his dream and he said that tomorrow you should go there and you should speak what is the absolute truth. He said, my dear Lord, I am Anguta Chhap. I don't know anything. What I will go and speak about scriptures, and that also in front of so many learned scholars. It is my order. You go. So because the Lord, he didn't know anything because he was a devotee. He was just worshipping. He got up. In the morning, he went to the kingdom and he started speaking. He didn't know what to speak. He just started speaking after he proved the Lord is the supreme person and all about the absolute truth. Immediately, that coins fell into his hands. This is the power of bhakti. Even if we don't know anything, if we do devotion with love, Krishna takes the care of us. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenama. That time he gives the intelligence. Karna, he was a very good archer. But what happened? He disrespected his guru. So the guru cursed him. When you want the knowledge, you will forget everything. When Arjuna was standing in front of him, he forgot all the knowledge. He was the best archer. If you don't respect your guru, this is what happens. Karna forgot everything. But this person, He obeyed what the Lord said. He went and that fell. And immediately the king arranged for a procession very so intelligent this person is. He spoke about the absolute truth. So he was sat, he was made to sit in an elephant, and a good procession was done with all musicians. Everybody was going. At that time, such beautiful words Periyalvar said. He said, "My dear Lord, you are the person who spoke. I am just a puppet in your hands. I did not speak. You spoke through me. You sent the words through my tongue." Such, and then he sang a very beautiful song. He was blessing the Lord. That is why he is called Periyalvar, because he blesses the Lord that you should have a long life. There's a very beautiful song. It's written in Tamil. He writes, he sings so beautifully. So he blesses the Lord. What he blesses? That you should have a great life. This is an example of Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam.